Welcome back to the Sacred Penning Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, international best-selling author, and a transformative soul journaling practitioner. I've experienced and taught the power of this sacred practice for 24 years and journaled since the age of 8. Every Wednesday, we provide somatic, meditative inspiration and spirit-led prompts to pen your way to brighter days. Let's activate energetic discoveries together. It's all at your fingertips. Ready to get gritty? Let's dip in. Welcome back to the Joyful Journaling Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. It's been a few weeks since I've recorded as I caught what I call the elementary school yuck. I got some sort of bug that pretty much everybody had in our school, and I didn't have a voice for about 2 weeks. I'm back now. I'm feeling great. I've been enjoying fall and teaching my third graders how to look around and see all the wonders around them, to appreciate everything that they're given in this beautiful area of our Adirondack woods. And we've been busy doing some of our own writing, talking to other podcasters, and gearing up for the next book that I'm going to be in. I'm so excited. It's Ignite Your Joy. Something amazing happened just a few days ago. It was the eve of my birth father's passing, and lo and behold, there they were, my Ignite Your Faith books. They were waiting for me to open. I am so excited to share them with you. I became an international best-selling author back in June, and I've been waiting to hold these babies in my hands for a long, long time. If you had a pre-order, I will be contacting you. If you'd like a copy, I do have a few left. Just send me a DM and we will send you an autographed deluxe version shipped right to you. Thanks for continuing to support all things writing in my world and all the things that I'm offering to help you get gritty, journal it to the other side, and experience joy. Today, our autumn adventures continue. My gosh, serendipity. It pains me to report that, according to different news agencies, that Mary Lou Renton, who is mentioned in this chapter, is very ill, and she has a rare type of pneumonia. She's hospitalized. She's very, very ill. So my prayers are with Mary Lou Renton and her family. Looking back on this chapter from 1985, she was my hero. I wanted to be Mary Lou Renton. I wanted to be an Olympic gymnast. Little did I know that some injuries in my growth spurt would take that away. Fondly looking back on memory lane, here is chapter 8 in our Autumn Adventure series. Chapter 8 of Embodying Joy, a Heart Journal, a memoir with journal space for body, mind, and spirit health. Chapter 8, You Can Fly. 1985. The end of my dancing days arrived in the fall after Mom threw away my old dance recital costumes. Just past the summer, I'd lost my innocence in the screened-in garage. I needed to make a choice, dance or gymnastics. I'd taken a few gymnastics classes and had finally found a sport to match my energy and my devotion to perfection. I still had an opportunity to dance. It just looked different. That fall, I ducked out of dance classes at the studio for good. Now, dance was on a 4-inch wide piece of wood covered in pleather 16 inches long. Now, dance was all around the boundaries of a bouncy, responsive, almost 40 by 40 matted floor. I traded my pink ballet slippers and patent leather black tap shoes for tiny lycra leotards, leather hand grips, and warm-up suits. My goals to dance in the Nutcracker were soon replaced with Mary Lou Renton vault dreams. Round off, back handspring, back tuck, boom kid, you can fly. Summer of 1985 was a very special season for our tiny Finger Lakes gym in the old high school my grandmother, Mama Helen, once attended. An Olympic gymnast was coming to town to perform at our gym. Tim Daggett, winner of 2 medals at the 1984 Games, was the star of the show, but I would also get to perform a solo routine during the exposition. Gymnastics had at first been a huge learning curve, but that summer I found my groove. With strong legs and endless energy, learning to tumble became my personal obsession. It was year 3, in my gymnastics training, and I devoted myself to it 3 to 4 nights a week, sometimes 3 to 4 hour practices at night. For months, I practiced the routine. I'd been able to choose the music, choreograph it with my coach, and even roll out my first big tumbling pass. I was spotted for the back tuck, but I'll never forget the first time I landed a round-off, back handspring, back tuck. I thought I had learned to fly, only backwards. Sometimes in rare dreams, my muscle memory still knows the sequence by heart. I also perfected an aerial that spring, a sideways cartwheel, no hands. I felt like a champion at my own game. During warm-up that night, before the crowd showed up, Prince's Purple Rain album blared throughout the gym. Listening back on that album as an adult, I never realized what a hot, dirty album that was. To me, it was just straight-up ridiculous, power, kick-butt, rock and roll. I wore a special American color-themed leotard the night Tim Daggett came to town. Having an Olympic gymnast warm up with us for a few hours felt almost surreal. We were all medalists in our minds that night, and the excitement could not be matched for many years to come. There had never been so many people crowded into the stands, even into the above-level seating balcony, hovering over the gym floor. The place was packed, standing room only, and there I was, in my pose, waiting for the music to cue. Floor was my strongest event, then vault, then bars, then balance beam. Yet tonight, all I had to do was shine and perform my own personally created routine with all my personality and passion behind it. Gymnastics helped me escape the nervous energy I had experienced since the abuse at the hands of my neighbor. All my attention poured into the sport, and this was the best night of my life. I came to life, and everyone in the community was there to see it, or rather to see Tim Daggett. But in my mind, that night was all about me. Tim who? Finally, I got the solo routine I had never been able to earn at the former dance studio. Finally, I had my time to shine. And my God, did it feel good. My floor routine music was the second half of Computer Blue from Prince's Purple Rain. I had 2 cassette tapes of it, one for home to practice with it, and one that stayed at the gym. When my song came on, there was nothing I couldn't do. I was ready. On the wings of Prince, I would fly. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight you shall see a young girl fly, is what I thought in my mind. That girl was announced, introduced by name, and yes, that night, that little girl flew. To this day, I cherish the way I rose from the ashes of just one summer before. Although gymnastics for me ended in 8th grade due to an injury in the winter of 6th grade that I never wholly recovered from, those were the glory days. I never grew up to be Mary Lou Retton, and I never had a chance to train with her coach, Bella Caroli. But 3 years later, I would be a spectator at the 1988 Seoul, Korea Olympic Games, thanks to some ticket perks at the company my adoptive dad, Mike, was in a leadership role for. I got to see gymnasts from Romania, the former USSR, China, and the US compete. The Olympics have been special to me ever since. Give a little girl motion and dreams, and you better believe she can fly. Highly energetic activities and keeping busy helped me escape my pain and depression. I wouldn't know until I was adult in my 40s how often exercise and the need for constant movement was my self-regulation for dissociation. I moved to ground myself. According to goodtherapy.org, quote, "Dissociation is a flight response to a perceived threat. Checking out via either partial or total amnesia or switching into another part of self makes awareness of the threat disappear. This is a very handy skill for small children who are not able to adequately protect themselves. This is less useful for adults who have developed habits of dissociating, whether the threat is present in the moment or remembered," end quote. I had a lot to forget over the years and was always thankful for moments like these to shine versus hide myself away. Journal prompt 9. Let's ground ourselves. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. When was a time you were finally at home in your body, easily energized, feeling like you had finally found your thing? How old were you when you discovered it, the out-of-body elation that accompanied your special activity? Do you still engage in this activity, or is it something perhaps you've outgrown? If you've outgrown the activity, can you still tap into the feeling of it? Can you still mentally rehearse that feeling you once held while in the heart of it? Even if the activity fades, can you still feel the spotlight shine brightly on your soul? In times you need a boost, remember your own tumbling story, your own night, in the company of a world-class champion, or at least a time you felt like you could fly. Write about that memory and about when it would be beneficial to tap into its energy as a healing, reframing tool, a different story to tell yourself when your day is feeling less buoyant. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be present. Be you. Right you. Right now. We'll be back in 5 minutes after the beautiful Unconditional Love track by Masood Taj. If you want to extend the journaling experience, hop on over to the Spotify playlist that goes with this chapter. This chapter is track number 12 on the Spotify playlist. Joyful journaling to you. Thank you. I would love to hear about what your moment was. What moment do you tap into when things are feeling maybe not so buoyant? Do you have a moment when you felt like you could fly? Maybe it's when you were young. Maybe it's something recent. Maybe it's an activity that you've just recently gotten into. I'd love to know. Feel free to DM me and share. I hope that today's joyful story has brought you a smile. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, we keep Mary Lou Retton and her family in our prayers. For all of the gymnastics fans out there, thank you for giving so much to the sport. It gets a bad rap, but it is really a beautiful sport of discipline and grace. I'm thankful that I had a chance to participate in all the tumbling passes when I was young. Whatever you are finding joy in this fall, keep up the great work, and may journaling be a part of it. Joyful journaling to you. Thanks for your continued support. We'll see you next time with more of Embodying Joy, a heart journal.